Bedtime Bites presents The Night Sky's Quiet Song. The Night Sky's Quiet Song. Chelsea pressed her nose against the cool bedroom window and watched the first star appear. It blinked at her, shy and silver, like it was saying hello. "I can't sleep," Chelsea whispered to the star. "My mind is too wiggly." The star twinkled brighter, and something magical happened. It began to hum, a soft, sleepy melody that floated down through the evening air and slipped right through Chelsea's window. "Are you singing to me?" Chelsea asked, amazed. The star pulsed gently, and Chelsea understood. The whole night sky was full of quiet songs, lullabies that had been playing every evening since the very first bedtime. Tonight, she would finally hear them. Chelsea grabbed her favorite stuffed elephant, Marbles, and settled onto her window seat. "We're going to listen to the sky's song," she told him. "Twinkle, hum, shimmer, glow. Listen to the stars below. Every light sings soft and slow. Dreams are where the sleepy go." More stars appeared now, popping into the darkening sky like dandelion wishes. Each one added its voice to the melody. Some high and tinkly like wind chimes, others low and warm like her papa's humming when he cooked breakfast. "I hear them," Chelsea giggled quietly. "They sound like sleepy hiccups made of light." The moon rose then, big and round and glowing like a pearl. Her song was different, deeper and softer, like a grandmother's voice telling stories beside a crackling fire. "Hush now, little dreaming one. The day is done, the night's begun. Close your eyes, the moon will stay, watching till the break of day." "That's beautiful," Chelsea yawned, hugging Marbles closer. The moon seemed to smile. Then she gestured with a gentle glow toward the Big Dipper, whose stars suddenly connected with threads of silver light. "We're the Dipper, strong and true, pouring dreams all over you, tip and tilt and gently pour. Peaceful sleep from shore to shore." Chelsea watched as sparkly, invisible dream dust seemed to sprinkle down from the Big Dipper's cup. It shimmered through the air, and wherever it touched, the trees, the rooftops, the sleeping gardens, everything seemed to sigh contentedly. A shooting star suddenly whooshed across the sky, leaving a trail of golden light. "I'm so fast, I'm here then gone. But my wish song lingers on. Zoom and zip and swish and whoosh! Now it's time to hush, hush, hush!" Chelsea laughed softly at the shooting star's silly song. Her eyes were getting heavier now, and her head felt wonderfully fuzzy, like it was filled with warm clouds instead of wiggly thoughts. "More," she murmured. "Sing more." The constellation Orion stepped forward, his belt of three stars glowing bright. "I stand guard throughout the night, a warrior brave with starry light, but battles now are far away. It's time for rest till break of day." Even brave warriors need to sleep, Chelsea thought drowsily. That made sense. The Little Dipper joined in, its voice smaller and sweeter than its big sibling. "I'm quite small, but I shine bright. A nightlight in the sky at night. If you wake and feel afraid, look for me. I'll be your aid." "Thank you," Chelsea whispered, her eyes now more closed than open. Then all the stars, the moon, the planets, and even the wispy clouds began to sing together. Their voices blended into one soft, swirling lullaby that wrapped around Chelsea like the coziest blanket ever made. "Chelsea, close your eyes beneath the blanket of the skies. Every star is singing low, guiding you where dreamers go. The night is full of friends who care. We fill the darkness everywhere. You're never alone when lights appear. The sky's quiet song is always here."